What is happening in the DRC is regrettable. Sadikeza region developed itself to be one of the most peaceful sub-regions of the continent. And it is unfortunate that the crisis in the DRC has reached its current proportion. We sincerely hope that SADC, through the SADC Troika, will use all its instruments and tools available to it to make sure that that situation can be corrected.
Is it likely that the region would send military forces to protect the DRC government?
One of the principles upon which SADC was formed was the democratic and constitutional change of government, okay? And one of the tools available to SADC through the protocol on defense, politics, and security is that when they feel that one of the modes of intervention required is military, they would make that appropriate decision at the time.
When the then ZANU-PF government sent in troops to the DRC, the MDC was not in government. If this was to happen again, would the MDC support this action?
But there's no requirement in terms of the current constitution to seek the authority of parliament for the president to deploy the army. It is only the COPAC draft, the new COPAC draft, mm-hmm. is the one which requires the approval of parliament within 7 days.
No, but I'm asking, if that was to happen, would the MDC part of government, would it support any calls to send in troops to the DRC?
It depends, Guti, what are the circumstances under which we are being asked to play our role in the region. If the SADC summit were to meet as a full summit of SADC and say we would want each member country to make a contribution, as a government will assess our situation, okay, based on what we can or cannot do. And at this juncture, Zimbabwe and Amari to be able to commit my resources outside the country, because we are even struggling to meet the basic needs of the people.